Good evening, everybody. This is Mike Barnes with Super Smart Web Profits, and I have Dustin Griffin with us as well, our fearless leader and creator of everything we use. Welcome to the show, Dustin.
Thanks, Mike. Glad to be here. Welcome tonight, everyone. Glad to have you guys here as well.
I have a neat little story we put together about generating leads online. Now, anytime anyone has any questions as we go through this, please let us know what the questions are. Dustin's going to be monitoring all the questions for us, and we'll answer them.
You know, Mike's got an agenda for tonight of some material he wants to cover, but we'll also take your questions as time permits on any given topic, anything to do with your super small website. So just let us know via the GoToWebinar interface, and I personally will be monitoring those questions and doing my best to answer them live on the call or with you one-on-one direct.
All right. Well, what we're talking about, obviously, is generating leads online. And in order to generate leads online, we need to understand how we create this juice, how we can attract all this energy to our websites and get as many eyes to it as we can. So I grew up a little analogy, but in order for us to do that, I mean, we have to learn how to create these leads online, how to capture them, how and where we're going to drive our leads, and different resources that are available to get new leads. And there's tons of ways online to do this, which are free and don't take a lot of effort on your part. And that's what we're going to show everybody tonight. And that is the most important thing, is how to get the most impact and little effort at the lowest cost as possible. So that's what we have in store for tonight, how to generate leads, how to get properties online using the least amount of effort, the lowest cost possible, and the most impact. Now, the analogy I drew up for everybody was, think of yourself as a brand new amusement park. You're the owner. And what you need to do is you need to create new rides and attractions that will allure visitors to your amusement park. And what your goal is as the amusement park owner is you want to drive everybody to your gift shop. So think of your gift shop as your website. So your main objective is to get more people visiting your park and drive them to your shop. That's where they buy stuff. So in order to do this, we need to engage people and have them become your friend. Make them want to follow you and make them want to go to your gift shop where they can complete your online questionnaire and or buy something. That's the bottom line, right? Get them to complete the questionnaire and buy something. Well, in order to grow your business, you must always be introducing people to who you are and what you do. Offer new things, make it exciting for them, and want to see and learn more. And eventually you'll have so many different rides at your amusement park, but each ride is designed to ultimately bring more customers to your shop. So the more experience you get from owning an amusement park helps, because you're going to be more familiar with the way the more familiar you become with the different types of rides you can offer, the better you'll become. And you'll find shortcuts to get more marketing out to more people quickly and more effectively. You'll find better rides that attract more guests, and your amusement park will eventually grow into more and more different rides to attract more guests and sell more product at your gift shop. So in order for people to respect and trust you, have a professional-looking gift shop. Sorry for the typo there. I should say website. This is where your guests will eventually end up. In other words, have a plush gift shop and make your items easy to find. And Dustin's done that already for you with the Super Smart website. Very user-friendly, very intuitive for the user, and that's why we get a pretty good conversion ratio on our sites. But again, even the nicest gift shops with much to offer won't have customers unless customers know about you and can easily find you. So the first step in the path to get a lead and turn it into a deed is getting your primary websites noticed on the search engines for certain key phrases. This creates credibility by being all over the search engines for your particular market. So step one is edit your websites to fit your location. Think of it this way. Right now, you're a new amusement park business. You don't have a lot of rides yet. You're brand new. So let's start promoting your gift shop. You already have it. That's your website. And you already have a lot to offer here, so edit your websites with the editable website feature. Now, the only people that know we have this feature are the folks that come to our live training, or you can submit a support ticket because you watch this webinar for smartsupportcut.com and just say, please turn on my editable web pages. Here's an example of a Georgia website, and what we did was change. We buy houses in Atlanta, Georgia. I added in foreclosure, facing foreclosure. So we type in Google, we buy houses fast Atlanta, Georgia. And you'll notice that we have We Buy Houses in 1 week, which is one of our WordPress sites. But here's my actual website right here at the top of Google. We type in Stop Foreclosure Fast, Atlanta, Georgia. And you'll also see several of our sites as well. This is one of our blog catalogs. This is our actual website. This is an article, and so on and so on. Let's take a look at one of our customers from Maryland and see what she did. Do you own an empty house? She put empty house in here. Not much, Prince George's County. But you go to the website, Google, and type, we buy empty houses, and she's number one on Google. Pretty phenomenal. Here's Kurt from South Carolina. He's edited his website the way we suggested. He's added Charleston, South Carolina. Do you have an unwanted house in Charleston, South Carolina? And you click We Buy Houses, Charleston, South Carolina, and his article's number one. That may be our article, but his article, one of us is there. But his website is number two for We Buy Houses, South Carolina. How about We Buy Houses, Charleston? His website is number one. How did they do it? Well, by editing their public website slightly was the first step. By writing articles and posting videos, submitting press releases with backlinks to their websites. We've covered this in many Power Hours. By bookmarking their website pages, their articles, their videos, and press releases, the popular bookmarking locations, to get the word out even further. I know they're doing these things. And once you have people that can find you online with a simple search, it's easier now, sorry about that, to get them to the gift shop. So this is the path. You write an article or you submit your property, you bookmark it, and people are going to find your article, find that bookmark, perhaps. They're going to go to your website, hopefully complete your online questionnaire. Well, eventually your gift shop will be located at the top of the search engines. And this is good because now people can find you. It'll also build people's trust when you dominate the search engines with articles and press releases and other marketing, includes your websites. So when people search for your gift shop online, are they finding you? Well, you should be at the top of Google and many other search engines doing these simple steps. Now it's time to introduce another ride for your amusement park, another form of marketing. This is even going to drive more people to your gift shop. Let's just call this ride the blog. The blog. Open a Blogger or a WordPress account. They're really quite simple. Shouldn't take you very much time at all. And we can auto-populate those accounts with articles that we've already written. So it's really no extra time once we set it up. For example, I type in We Buy Houses in 1 week, which is actually one of our domain names that's quite popular. But my WordPress account actually shows up number one. It shows up number two. One of my articles shows up number three, but number four is my actual website. So what I'm showing you here is the power of a WordPress blog, and I don't do anything to those blogs other than just keep feeding it with articles. So here's a sample of that WordPress. It's very simple. I just have a banner, and then I post my posts throughout this page. So these are just little articles that get pushed into this account. I have feeds over here, which are very easy to set up, and they're all done from one article. So I write one article. I bookmark it, and boom, it goes straight into my WordPress account. It's very low maintenance because right now the last thing that we need is another job or something else we have to manage and maintain. When building the blog, let's keep in mind low maintenance. So since we're already writing articles, let's use those articles to auto-populate those blogs. In other words, let's work on one thing and have it apply to everything else. And we can do as much as possible with that one article. So the neatest thing about our first new location, the WordPress blog, is with the right instruction, you can auto-populate the entire page. You never really have to edit it again, with perhaps an exception to go in and make small updates. And what we're doing is we're creating two feeds from articles. And we're populating what we call the right-hand side feed, and we're also populating the content of that website. And you can constantly be adding new content to your blog very easily. We're going to show you live tonight how simple it is to do this. So when we slide down the page, here's another look at how simple it is. This very short, brief articles that I just post to this blog, and it's at the top of the search engines. Powerful stuff. So before we added our WordPress, what we were doing was article, property, bookmarking it, driving people to our website, and driving people to the questionnaire or sale. Now you have one more ride to drive to your gift shop. That's the blog. So now people find you on the blog, drive them to your website, to your questionnaire and sale. Now, that's all you have to do is post an article and book it. But by doing this, you're also populating an entire website with your content automatically. You have grown immensely and now find yourself doing the same amount of work, but you're getting more results from it. So now that you have a good flow of people visiting your gift shop because your blogs and articles are at the top of the search engines, it's time to add another ride to your amusement park to drive even more people to your gift shop. Let's introduce another ride called Twitter. Yep, Twitter. So instead of having just our articles and our blogs, now we have three more Twitter possibilities. From Twitter, we can drive people to our website. Twitter, we can drive people to our articles and then to our website. From Twitter, we can drive people to our blog and then to our website. So that is three more facets just adding Twitter. When you open your Twitter ride, be sure you know what Twitter ride is supposed to do. It's going to create new followers. It's going to drive people to your blogs, articles, and all the other things that you have on there, the other links. And eventually, you're going to drive them to your gift shop. You deliver content that's not all about selling. You also have to build trust, gently guiding people into the gates of your amusement park. So eventually, you can have several different types of Twitter rides, one for selling houses, one for buying houses, one for attracting private money. In fact, you can create as many as you like for each product or service you offer. But for now, let's concentrate on just one Twitter ride we're building. And we can build the other soon enough. Here's samples of some of our national Twitter pages. Dustin created these several weeks ago. This one has almost 3,000 followers on it. Notice the properties that are posted on his Twitter page. This is one we did just for Atlanta, Georgia, but we're posting a lot of other properties on it as well to keep that feed moving. This has 2,100 followers. Here's WeBuyHouses.net. This one has over 5,000.
Yeah, I was going to say those two accounts, We Buy Houses USA, Mike, and We Buy Houses ATL, are 19 days old. So we've amassed 3,000 followers just in a few short weeks.
And they're getting to the top of the search engines, which is pretty impressive, too. For example, this one, We Buy Houses Fast, Atlanta, Georgia. Our Twitter account is number 9, WeBuyHouses.net. There's several searches we do where it shows up right at the top of the search engines. But just for We Buy Houses Fast, Atlanta, Georgia, boom, Dustin, you're number 9 on Google with your Twitter account.
What'd you search for to get there?
Just We Buy Houses Fast, Atlanta, GA.
Sweet.
Watch. Even more. How about We Buy Houses Twitter? You're number 1, you're number 2, you're number 3. Is that you, We Buy Houses One Day?
No, I don't recognize that one.
Okay, well, you're number 1 and 2. Excuse me, we also have some Facebook activity down here as well. Everything gives you juice. Every ride that you add to your amusement park is going to give you more visibility, more attention. And adding the Facebook ride now will bring you to the level of a full-fledged amusement park with a lot of local attention and national recognition as well. It's going to be driving tons of people into your gift shop. Here's an example of a business page on Facebook where we actually, these are automatically fed into your Facebook account. And then we can add YouTube. Now, YouTube is a feature that you're going to add to all your rides, meaning you can add a YouTube feed into your WordPress page. You can add YouTube to your SuperSmart Web Profit site. You can add YouTube to everything that you have, to even to your Facebook account. You can add links from Twitter to your YouTube account. And because we added it all to your other rides, it's really easy to promote YouTube. So when people get off your YouTube ride, they should be going directly to your gift shop. So you need to follow the path. And the YouTube is linked directly to your website. So here's an example of this. Here's Rodney Miller's lender site, and he has two videos on his public website. Here's We Buy Houses, the website, and here's an actual YouTube video that's embedded in the website. Awesome Google juice for that video as well. Here's one of the super smart blog we do, and we plaster it with videos. And it we're getting more views on these than ever just by doing these simple things. So do the same things with your properties. So what did we have before? Well, we had our articles, our bookmarking, our blogs, then we added Twitter. Now we've added Twitter to Facebook, your blog to Facebook, and your Facebook to your website. So all these different avenues, and that was before, and this is now. So just by adding a blog, by adding Twitter, by adding Facebook, by adding YouTube, we've gained 12 different rides, if you will, to attract new customers, to attract new people into your gift shop, driving them to your website. Now, that's only what the one, writing an article is the only thing you have to do to populate all of these things, or even posting a property. And all 12 of these things can be accomplished with almost one click.
Yeah, we're also going to show them how to take those articles and or free flyers and copy and paste them into popular sites like OLX.com, Craigslist.org, Backpage.com, etc.
Exactly. And that's all pretty automatic now. So let's talk about adding the YouTube ride. I'm sorry, that's the wrong title. This is What If. What if you could populate your websites, your WordPress blog, your Twitter and Facebook, and many other locations in one shot? Would that make it easier? What if you could put your properties out on your own syndicated feed, as well as have your property on our national, state, and local feeds? Will that help get some more eyes to your properties? We certainly think so. And what if we made it so you could get your websites to the top of the search engines by doing just a few things that others aren't? Well, we've done it for you. They're called feeds. That's one part of it. And you'll see on my website, I have video feeds, and I have We Buy Houses Atlanta article feeds. And what I do is I post an article to my website, bookmark it to all my different bookmarking locations. And you could put that article anywhere online, but the power to this is it's backlinks directly to your website. And after you bookmark it, this is exactly what should happen. Here's the title of, what if someone typed in Google, would a mortgage consider a short sale? Well, there's other terms they could type in and find me as well. But look here, why would a mortgage company consider a short sale? And it's pointed directly to my website. It's not pointed to an article site. That is number one on the search engines. And once you start doing this with your super smart upgrade, the SEO upgrade, you can pull articles attached to your website to the top of the search engine. And Dustin, you were explaining or just introducing how we can take a property and with one shot we can copy and paste it and put it in OLX, which is an excellent page for classifieds for selling houses. How about putting your property on Backpage with just a copy and paste? Same thing with Craigslist. And then we have something pretty neat to show you about Google Base, which is automatically done for you. I think you don't have to do anything more than just post your property, and you'll be on Google Base. If you're not familiar with that, we'll show that to you. But here's an example. We do a search for house for sale, 115. So let's say someone was driving down the street and saw a house for sale. They go online, and they look for a house for sale on that particular street. We'll get more information. Well, this is exactly how it should work. Your website should be right at the top of the search engines, just like Steve Bainus's is at the top of the search engine. Look at this right now where my mouse is moving. That's one of our Twitter feeds.
There's his Backpage ad.
And there's his Backpage ad right below it. So you see how powerful the Backpage ad is? The Twitter is right here. So, again, just more visibility on the Internet. So let's do it live. And we have a couple samples here. Well, before we go live, let me show you the SEO upgrade in the back office. You have my SEO websites, which you can optimize. Yeah.
And the reason Mike's showing you the SEO upgrade is to do some of these new things we're talking about. Some require the SEO upgrade. And if you don't have it, there's other ways to do something similar but it's a little bit more manual process to get it set up. And that's the kind of stuff we've been teaching in our online SEO 101 and 102 training, is how to do it with or without our SEO upgrade. If you have our SEO upgrade, it's going to make your life a lot easier because we've done a lot of this for you. So that's what Mike's going to show you right now, is our SEO upgrade. You've probably heard about it before, but we're going to remind you about it again.
SEO upgrade allows you to optimize your personal web pages, your video pages, your testimonial pages, any downloads that you upload to your website, like free reports. You have bookmarking locations that you can put on the public side of your website, and Google Analytics, which you can add to all of your websites, but it's much easier to use, and we made it much user-friendly format with the SEO upgrade. With your videos, you just simply copy and paste the object link that YouTube gives you, or Google Video, or Vidler, and you give it a headline, you give it a short description, a long description, and you click post, and that video is now on the public side of your website, optimized for the search engines. We also have a feed manager. Notice I have Twitter feed. I have We Buy Houses Atlanta feeds. I have Twitter video feeds, and I have just video feeds. The Twitter video feeds, I believe, I turned off, but you'll notice these other views. I just started this Twitter feed. Dustin, you just introduced that to me on Saturday or Sunday, and I added these yesterday, this Twitter feed, and I've already have 89 feed views.
What that means is, I'll tell you about this real quick. The ones in yellow are private feeds, meaning nobody knows these feeds exist but you and the people that you give them to. So when you see those yellow feeds with 89 views, that means Twitter feed has hit that feed 89 times since you posted it. So that means every time they go there, they hit it, they pull in your most recent your postings. So if you look at the white ones and see feed views, look at that one right there with 3,892. That's humans clicking that, looking at those feeds, or Google bots or spiders. So it could be all of the above hitting your feed. So that's the more impressive number. The white one that says 3,892, or the one that says 78 for your videos feed. So that's humans and Google bots and crawlers hitting those feeds. So we have these private feeds, these Twitter, what we call these Twitter feeds, because nobody really needs to see them. Those are some of our kind of tools that we use behind the scenes to populate Twitter, Facebook, and some of these other sites, our blogs, things like that. But the public ones are ones that anybody can subscribe to. They're often prettier than our regular Twitter feeds and contain more information. So they're mostly for humans to look at and to subscribe to. The other private feeds are for us to populate other websites.
And this is really what makes it quick and automatic, is that Dustin's built these features in the back office of the website with this upgrade. So, for example, this is my Twitter feed. And what I'm doing is I'm automatically going to post to Twitter on whatever pace that I want these to go out to Twitter. And I just use short little titles and use a link going wherever I want to send them, to my website, to my Fortune page, to my questionnaire, totally up to you.
So let me give you a little background information about this particular feed, because it's brand new. We just came out with it this past weekend. We rolled it out to our SEO 101 and 102 attendees last night. But one of the examples of the people that have done really well on Twitter that I refer to is one of our customers, Gerald Romine. And you can see him at twitter.com/GeraldRomine, been a long-time customer. He's got over 70,000 followers on his Twitter page. And if you go look at it, you'll notice that he posts these daily quotes, kind of like Tony Robbins does. Throughout the day, he'll post these quotations automatically from famous people. And I got to think, well, that's pretty cool. What if I could load up the database, load up our feed with not quotations, but relevant headlines and calls to action about real estate investing? For example, we buy a house in any air conditioner price range. Visit our website for more information. And then a tiny URL linking back, backlinking back to our website, to our blog, to our article, to our video, wherever we want to link them to a squeeze page, you name it. So that's where I got the idea. So Mike and I, over the weekend, loaded up one of our feeds with about, 28 or so these short calls to action, these headlines and calls to action, kind of like a mini bandit sign. You get 140 characters to state your message and post it to Twitter and to Facebook or wherever. So we loaded up the database with these quotations, with these tweets, and then we drip them out throughout the day. So if we wanted to release one quotation every 4 hours or 6 hours, that's four per day. Four times seven is 28. So we needed 28 quotations to drip out over the course of the week. So when you look at this feed, we give you the ability to recycle these feeds once a week or once a month. So once these 28 quotations or tweets have been dripped out over the course of the week, come Sunday morning at midnight, which is Monday morning, they will recycle and start all over again and drip out the same 28 quotations again. Meanwhile, in this very same Twitter account, we're posting properties, we're posting articles, we're posting videos, we're posting these other things too, all intermixed within our Twitter post throughout the day, which gives us a lot of activity and a lot of eyeballs. People are watching what we're doing. So this particular feed is just one more example of how we can load up the database with these little mini bandit signs, if you will, linking to wherever we want to, and drive people to our blogs, to our videos, to our articles, to our websites, to our squeeze pages, wherever we want to. So this is a new feed that I'm particularly proud of that we just started using. Anybody with our SEO break can do it too.
Yeah, where Dustin was said, you can set the recycle length as circled right here. So when you add your Twitter description, you tell it how often to recycle, once a week or once a month.
And once a week, it will rewrite the feed and the guides. What's called a guide. A guide is a unique ID. It's a geek term, but it's a unique ID for the particular item. Then we take this feed, stick it into twitterfeed.com, and twitterfeed.com, we can preset and tell it how often to drip out these tweets. In the example I used, we drip them out every 6 hours, one per six every 6 hours, four times a day. So that's 28 per week. I could just as easily load it up 60 in there and drip out two per day for the whole month. So the more I load up, the more I have to drip out, and more frequently I can drip them out if I choose to. But right now we're doing about every 6 hours, and that makes our Twitter page look like we have activity throughout the day in addition to our other postings.
And I see John Pribble on the call. And, John, I guess I better apologize. I didn't show any of your sites because you're certainly doing well in the search engines as well. Just let me know. In case I was on mute there, I was giving John Pribble some props. He's done a great job in Texas of getting his websites with search engines as well. But this is a feature, again, that will just make your life so much easier to get things out there. Now, here's an example of my We Buy Houses Atlanta. WBH was for We Buy Houses Atlanta. And here's a sample of my feeds that get automatically. This was done, I just took the screenshot a little while ago, but 5 hours ago it just pumped in that article.
Let's take a look there. One's 5 hours ago, one's 9 hours ago, one is November 1st. Notice how it's a real brief little short message and a link. Well, some of Mike's messages are very brief, but you have up to 140 characters, including that tiny little URL. And that link can link to wherever you want to. You can put in a full, long URL in there, and Twitter will automatically shorten it for you. Or actually, Twitter feed will do it as well. And you can program it how often to drip these out. So you notice the first post is quite lengthy versus the other smaller ones. So Mike could have just easily linked to a video directly to his homepage, to a subpage, to a blog, to a property, you name it, the possibilities are endless. And if you use twitterfeed.com, you can log in and actually see how often some of these posts are getting clicked.
Which turns out to be a lot more than what I thought they would be.
Yeah, I've been kind of surprised myself.
Yeah, it does work. So there's We Buy Houses Atlanta. Now, this is the sell house feed where you're selling houses, where you're advertising your properties. And notice, remember when Dustin said yellow indicates they're private? Well, I have a Twitter property feed and a Twitter video feed. The reason these are private is because they're what we call, those are the ugly feeds.
Well, it's not that they're ugly per se. It's that those are the ones we specifically don't want humans looking at because we're going to pull them into these other sites anyway. So the white ones are the prettier ones that are meant for humans. They have more photos. They have more bigger descriptions. They're laid out better, things of that nature. And while we're here, I just want to take a quick moment to point out, with the feed manager or the SEO upgrade, you also get your sitemap. The sitemap is automatic, and the sitemap is a sitemap that's made for Google, not for humans. It's made for Google and Yahoo and all the big search engines to crawl daily. So every time you post something new to your website, it's going to show up on your daily sitemap. We recycle the sitemap once a night, usually early in the morning, and rewrite it every day. So when you post new things to your website, they'll show up the next day on your sitemaps. When Google crawls your sitemap, it'll find those first. And that's why some of these pages will show up on your search engine so quickly. So here you'll see the properties feed, which is new. The Twitter properties feed, which we pull into Twitter. We'll show you in a minute. The Twitter video feed, which is brand new. And then the videos feed. Now, right now, the Twitter videos feed and the videos feed look pretty identical. They both look the same. You wouldn't notice if you looked at them. We're making more improvements to the public video feed here real soon. So you'll be seeing more about that in upcoming weeks as we add thumbnails to the video feed to make it prettier.
Amazingly powerful stuff. The
I was going to say, we're also going to be adding a photo feed here, too. You know how you can upload videos? You can also upload photos, feeds of photos to feed out to other sites. The more ways we can automatically get this content out there, the better.
Here's another example of a WordPress page I designed. And really, honestly, I probably didn't spend more than 20 minutes, 30 minutes putting this thing together. All I did was add feeds. Here's Georgia House Deals, which comes from a feed from my website, or Dustin's website, one of our websites. Down the page, I have a feed from Steve Banas of South Carolina, a couple others, and more from Florida. So I kept that to Southeast Florida, just to give it, or Southeast United States, just to give it a little bit more juice. But once I set this up, I honestly never touch it again, and they get to the top of the search engines. You can also post properties. This is using Dustin's new feature that we're going to show you later, directly into your blog with just basically a copy and paste.
Yeah, and you're talking about these feeds we're pulling into these blogs. Mike set up a dozen blogs or so, these national blogs, that we not only pull our properties into, but we pull all of our SEO upgrade customers into as well. So if you have our SEO upgrade, we're going to be taking your feeds and pulling them into our feeds and pulling them into all of our sites as well. So it's not just about you doing this by yourself. When you have our SEO upgrade, you get to take advantage of what we're doing as well. You'll rotate through our Twitter pages. You'll rotate through our blogs.
Yeah, and even more powerful than that is you may not have on your personal Twitter page 5,000, 6,000 followers. This is what Dustin does professionally, is create followers that are relevant to what we're doing, and we're gaining hundreds of followers every single day for what we're doing. So you get that power as well. And here's Dustin's 1 hour home buyer Twitter page. He has, wow, Dustin, 6,698 followers. When did you start that?
I've had that account for not quite a year. But I only started using it probably about 2 months ago, about a month prior to our SEO 102 training. Because before that, I didn't really know how to capitalize on Twitter either. And since then, we've been doing a lot of research, doing a lot of things to make these accounts more profitable, for us to actually make them work, how to use them to get up on the search engines. So not that long. Even though the account may be a year old when I reserved the name, I only started using it recently.
And all of our customers, it looks like they're being pulled into your one-hour home buyer feed as well. That's powerful.
Yep. If you look at the top one, that's one of those We Buy Houses posts. Remember I told you about the little call to action and a link? And then you'll see some properties being pulled in there. I probably get about six different feeds pulling into each one of these Twitter accounts. And most of this material is our customers' material. It's their articles, their videos, any that have posts as well. But the bulk of it is coming from them.
Cheap Homes for Sale is another one of our national websites gaining popularity. We need to get a nice background for that one, get some good marketing banners on the left-hand side. But that's how it works. Now, here's also how it looks your professional page on your Facebook account. And there's certain drip procedures as far as how many personal sales ads versus how many just friendly posts you should post in here, and we have those that formula for you. but you don't want to be just spamming all day long with just for sale selling articles. You need to mix that up a little bit.
And the way we are setting up these Twitter professional pages, or excuse me, Facebook professional pages, is it's going to pull in a feed from Twitter. So whatever's on Twitter is going to be on this page. So depending on how we throttle up or down that one particular Twitter account, this Facebook account will mirror it. So whatever we post to our Facebook account, we'll also post here. So if we overload one, it's going to overload this one as well. So that's why we're talking about dripping these postings out so we don't get accused of, you know, spamming or too much sales-oriented material.
And I'm sure most of you are familiar with Backpage.com. If you're not, you will be now. A very powerful page for the search engines. That's a property flyer. I'm going to show you tonight in a few minutes how to do this in 30 seconds or less. here's OLX, which is another very popular classified site for search engine juice, meaning whatever you paste up here in the headline, if you've searched for that 24 hours later, there's a good chance you'll be at the top of Google. So now, let's go live. And Dustin, you have the... We have some sites we want to show people here.
Yes, so. We do. Before we go live, we just had a good question come in from John Good. That's Evelyn's husband down in Orlando. Remember?
Yes.
Yeah, with the hot sauce. He asked a good question. He said, how do you get the bookmarking widget on your toolbar? I think he's referring to the Add This toolbar. So if you want to tell him real quick.
Yeah. In fact, I have mine right here. And I am in Firefox. I highly recommend you use Firefox for all of your search engine optimization stuff because almost everything works with Firefox, where a lot of it does not work with Internet Explorer.
Especially the new Internet Explorer 8.
Yeah, I'm really hating it, but I'm loving Firefox. You can go into Preferences, and you can choose your favorite bookmarking site.
Well, before you go there, I think he was asking, where do you get the toolbar?
I'll get right there.
You need to probably back up and tell him where to get it first before you show him how to use it.
So in order to install that toolbar, do this. What you want to do is go to, in the Google search engine, I think it's addthis/tools, but let me just, in fact, let me do it. I can do it right here. www.addthis/tools. Addthis.com.
.com off. Yeah, when in doubt, Google it.
But I'm pretty certain this is what it is, and it is. At addthis.com/tools. Now, if you have Internet Explorer, again, I don't recommend it, but you can download the toolbar from here. With Firefox, click this Learn More link, and it will take you to the add-ons. It will eventually open this page. I know it will. There it is, and you just click Add Firefox right here. And once you do, it'll ask you to download it, and it'll put it in your toolbar. Now, I'll go to Preferences again, because if you can't see it up here, go to Preferences, and there's an Options at the top. Make sure you have Browser Bar button turned on. And then go to your Services and check your most favorite bookmarking sites. And we'll have this available for replay, and if you want to pause the screen here and see my favorites, there they are. Those are the ones that I use pretty much exclusively. And this changes. This list does change. So I find others, but that's what it is right now. Now, let's did I answer your question, I hope?
I believe you did. He didn't say, but I'm sure you did. That was a good answer. So you go to addthis.com/toolbar. And if you can't find that for some reason, just Google it. It's the Add This Toolbar. So if you get any more questions, just send them in. We're going to go ahead and move along with the presentation, but answer any more questions as they come in.
I'm going to show you a little trick that we use without the SEO upgrade, because I certainly want everybody to see what you can do if you don't have it. So let me go to my website. Let me promote something I've done here. We buy houses, Atlanta, Georgia.com. We buy, I forgot a dash. All right, that should do it. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to push an article into a blog. So let me find us a blog. I'm going to open up a new page. Just go to We Buy Houses in 1 Week. And there it is right there. There's my WordPress account. Let's take it the way it looks right now. And we're going to do a couple different things here. But, again, all I want to show you is the power of what we're doing. So here we are, We Buy Houses in 1 Week. And feed over here on the right, which I call the right side feed, this is being fed from my delicious bookmarking site. So when I'm on my website, I'm going to go to any place on here. Let me go to where did I just click? Let me go right here. This is my you need to sell your house fast. So I'm going to copy this right here. I'm going to copy that first paragraph. And I'm going to go to bookmark it. And I'm going to bookmark this to Deagle. Now, with Deagle, I installed the toolbar. It's a bookmarking site. But remember, when we go through here, we bookmarked all these different locations anyway. Okay, so Deagle's on my list. It's right here. So basically, all I'm doing here is I'm bookmarking this, and I'm going to tag it Georgia because the feed is called Georgia. So I pull my feeds. I'm going to add a new bookmark. It's done. Now, one thing, and I'm not going to go into too much detail about tonight, I just want to show you what's different. Deagle, it's called an auto post to blog. So what I did is I added my blog to Deagle, which is my WordPress blog. There is a few tricks you need to know about doing this. But once you add it, then what I do is I add a job. And the job, oops, that is adding a new blog. The job's down here. I have all these jobs. So every time I bookmark something, it's going to be automatically pushed into my WordPress blog. I have several different blogs here. Easier for you when you just have one. Okay, so boom, that's automatically pushed into a WordPress blog. The other thing I'm going to do is I'm going to populate the right-hand side feed of my blog, and I want that sentence to be a little bit shorter. So I'm going to click copy, and I'm going to bookmark this delicious. Now, when I bookmark it to delicious, that's going to populate the right-hand side of this feed right here. So let's go back to delicious, and I'm going to put in my little notes here, and I'm going to tag this Georgia because I know where that goes. That's one of my tags. I've also got another tag, Atlanta, because I have another website that pulls in Atlanta feeds, and I'm going to remove Twitter, and I'm going to click save. Now, what I do, create a feed to post it into WordPress. There's a widget in WordPress that allows you to add feeds. Is I go to my accounts, and any one of your accounts, whether it's Delicious or you just go to Delicious to be consistent, has feeds for your bookmarking, meaning you can create a feed from all your bookmarks. So I go to mine, which is Sell Fast, and let me click over here on the right. Let me click Georgia. I have 47 articles in Georgia. When I slide down the bottom of this page, there's a little place right here called RSS feed. I copy that URL, and that's what I paste into Delicious, into this widget to pull in that feed. So that's one way to do that. So I bookmarked to Deagle. That bookmark's going to be pushed into my article, and I bookmarked to Delicious, and that feed's pushed into my right-hand side feed. That's one way to populate these websites. All right? And then I also, depending on how you have it set up, can go to Twitter as well, just with a simple bookmark.
So that's the manual way of doing this, creating these feeds, by bookmarking the manual way. We also have our automated feeds, which we've created to do a lot of this for you automatically using your super smart website and the SEO upgrade.
And I'll show you something live. I'm going to just copy this paragraph right here, and I'm going to do what we call an article push. And this is why, you know, if you've written some articles or you don't have a lot of content online, you can copy very stuff, and I'm going to push it into a blog.
Well, rather than pushing that one, why don't you show them how to push one of these copy and paste articles?
I'll get to that because this is just very simple to a blog. See, remember with Deagle, we added a blog, and I have all these different blogs. And here's my article right here. And I'm going to add a tag to it, which sell your house. Whoops, I got my caps on here. Sell your house fast in Atlanta. I see the typo there. Okay, sell your house fast in Atlanta. And just that quick, I'm going to click We Buy Houses in 1 week. I'm going to load it in my We Buy Houses category. And I'm going to click, well, you know what, let's make this a little bit prettier. I highlight that. I make it bold. I'll make it a little bit bigger. And I'm going to click Send. Now, look at that title, We Buy Houses in Atlanta, Georgia, Sell Your House Fast in Atlanta. I'm going to go back to that particular blog. Now, remember, I could have done that to all the different blogs at one time. I'm just saving time. I refresh this page, slide down, and what's the first thing you see? I just push that directly into my blog. So that quickly, you can take advantage of some of these tools that are online to do these little tricks.
So if you had multiple blogs set up like Mike does, you could push it to all of them with a click of a button or two. So that's still manual. You still have to do it, but it's been automated fairly well where it makes it really easy to do once you get them set up.
Now, with a super smart upgrade, because when you add an article to your website, it's automatically added to your feed, which the chances are you've already added that feed into your website. So just by putting or into your blog and Twitter and stuff like that, so automatically just by posting an article, it goes all over the world with a super smart upgrade. So now what I'd like to do is we're going to log into one of our customers' website and show you the selling part. Dustin, you want me to show you something first? Want to do something first?
You guys may not have heard of Google Base. It's been in beta testing for a couple years now. It's not too important what Google Base is, but we're going to show you the results of what Google Base does. Okay? So, Mike, did you have a couple addresses ready to go?
I just put in 12 Alumni Lane, Blythewood, South Carolina.
Okay, did you go already?
Here it is on Twitter.
Okay, so let me take over the screen here for a second. Are you muted or are you on? I don't want to have the echo. All right. We're going to show you three examples of three different properties in Google based on everything we've been talking to you about tonight. You'll notice the first time I pull up this property in Google that the Google Map does not show up. So let's go click on the Google Map real quick. Here's what Google Base does. This is already there normally, this information right here. But watch what happens when we click real estate at this address, or when we click this little icon. Notice the address pops up. That's the normal Google map. When you click on this real estate at this address, you'll notice that it pulls in the website with a followable link on Google, and it pulls in the picture from our website. You can also click on more information and see additional information about the property that's pulled in from our website. So you can go to details. I know this is a small screen you're looking at, but you can do this online yourself. So there's additional details about the property. All this is being pulled into Google daily from a Google-based feed that we've created that has all of our SEO upgrade customers' properties in feed. So every day when you update your properties, they'll show up on Google Base. If you have a photo on your property, it won't show up on Google Base. So this particular property has 10 different photos that were uploaded to Kimberly's website. Here's a couple examples. Notice all the links back to her website. It's pretty cool, huh? So this is a Google Base. So if I go back to the listing, that map will show up on a couple of these other examples. But while we're here, I want to show you that this is her website. This is her website. I'm not sure where this is, but this is her website right here. This is her website. This is my Twitter account that shows her property on my Twitter account. This is one of my Twitter accounts that shows her property. This is another one of my Twitter accounts that shows her property. This is another one of her websites. I'm not sure where this is. This is another one of her sites. Buy Homes Real Estate Fast. This is our site. So this entire page is all of our postings regarding this property. If I'm in a page two, I can probably see some more. There's 1 hour home buyers Twitter account. There's 1 hour home buyers property where I display their properties on my site. And I can keep going on and on. These are all our links all about this property. So this property is pretty well search engine optimized.
Earlier today, I was doing houses for sale in Charleston, South Carolina, and houses for sale in Orlando. And our Twitter pages and other portal sites, as well as their websites, were showing up for terms that weren't even the exact street address.
So right. I just showed you the exact street address. You know how a lot of people say, well, I Googled my website and can't find it? Well, here I Googled the property address and found two pages worth of listings just for stuff that we're doing for you automatically, not to mention the stuff that is already showing up on your website and being cataloged by Google. Okay? So this was address number one. We've got two more addresses I want to show them. So we're going to copy and paste that address into Google. All right, so this is the second example. See how the map showed up this time? I don't know why it didn't show up on the last one, but it showed up this time. So I can click that, go directly to the property. There's this Google-based item right here, but let me click on this and see what happens. That photo, the first time I clicked on it, is the same exact photo that's uploaded to our website. So that's our photo. That's not one of those photos where Google drives by and takes a picture of the house. That's our photo. Because if I click this link, it reloads with the exact same picture. So once again, there's the property address. I can go to more information and see additional photos if there are additional photos. So that's why we're going to recommend that you take the time to upload this information to your SuperSmart website to populate all these other sites. And we're going to show you the copy and paste templates in just a little bit. So I believe Kimberly only has one photo of this house. That's why only one showed up. Okay, but let's go back to the listing. Here's the example of it showing up in Spanish. That's Kim's site. This is my We Buy Houses Twitter account. I'm not sure what this is. So you can see that there's my Twitter account right here. This particular property, too, is rather well optimized. Not as well optimized as the first one, but still has good optimization. Okay? And the longer it's out, the better it gets optimized. This is our listing right here. And so on. Okay? So we got one more listing to show you real quick.
Yeah, and while I'm pulling this up, Dustin, I got a phone call from one of our customers this morning. They're listening to a webinar on, you know, getting some Google juice, if you will. And they were charging people like a $1,500 setup and $400 a month for, I believe, less than what we're offering people with automation.
Yeah, well, people are welcome to pay more if they want to. And, you know, our websites aren't exactly cheap, but our monthly fees are much more reasonable. Now, this is the next example. This is Big Sky Boulevard in Kissimmee, Florida. I don't know if that period matters. I'm going to hit search again just to see. Sometimes the results will change. No, it's pretty similar. So there's the Google map. Okay. And if we scroll through here, you can see various listings. Some of these aren't ours. So this is an example of a page that has not been as optimized as well yet. So this could be a brand new property. The more days that pass, the better optimized it gets. So I showed you one that was highly optimized, one that was medium optimized, and this one is not quite as optimized when you give it more time. So let's take a look at this one. This is the Google base. So this is rather new. This just came out a week ago, if that. So we click it. It'll show us the photo, our photo, and the link back to the website. This is Kimberly's site. And more info. Once again, photos and videos. What's that out? Photos and videos. I don't see the video, but I do see the five images. So if there had been a video would have shown up here. Pretty cool, huh? So the more detailed you get on your property description on your SuperSmart site, the more information shows up here. So I hope that was, you know, three good examples of how this works and how it works better and better over time as we drip out these listings through our various feeds and through Google Base. We're also working on the Zillow feed to feed your properties into Zillow. While Mike's getting logged in, it may take him a minute to get the setup. I'm going to show you something that's in beta testing that has not been released yet. A week or so ago, I might have showed you the copy and paste flyers that we were working on for one-hour home buyers. We always beta test it on ourselves. And I don't know if I recall, I don't recall if I showed that on the Power Hour or if I did that for our SEO customers only. I just don't really remember. But what I'm going to show you tonight, go to that first one, Mike, Pebble Creek. What I'm going to show you tonight is has not been released, but it's coming soon. And it's how you can copy and paste your flyers that you've already entered in your Super Smart Back Office onto Craigslist, Backpage, et cetera, by copying and pasting it. For the past few months, some of you have been requesting that we do something like vFlyers or postlets.com. What those two sites do for realtors, we've done for you. But instead of having to go to vflyers.com or postlets.com and rekeying all your information into their site in order to simply copy and paste a flyer into Craigslist, Backpage, OLX, et cetera, we've already done it for you on your back office. Okay? So we're going to show you something that's experimental that we have not released yet to show you how we're going to enable you to do this as well. So we're going to do one live. I'll have Mike post one, push one to his blog, and I'll also have him copy and paste one to Backpage. Okay? One second, guys. Mike hadn't done this before because it's brand new, so I'm just kind of teaching him how to do this as we go.
There it is. That's
okay.
What I was looking
now,
for.
Don't hit anything yet. This is, like I said, it's a hidden page right now that we have not released, but here's how simple it's going to be. You'll choose a template, and eventually these templates will be labeled in a more descriptive manner. I know what they are. You don't, but we're going to use look at flyer 1 and 2 right now. Then you can choose the color. Site means the color of your website, the default colors of your website. You can also choose various different colors. And the reason we're giving you these various templates and these various colors is to mix it up for sites like Craigslist. Craigslist will punish you or ban you or blacklist you if you post the same ad over and over and over again. I'm sure you all know that by now. So,
So Justin just lost his mic. He'll be right back. Let's see. I'm just seeing if we have any questions here while Dustin gets his microphone back. So what Dustin did is created in your back office a place where you can go. Now, this is not live yet, but we'll be live shortly, and we can go in and pick our color. Now, I just pick a blue one, and I'll pick Get Flyer, and there's a blue flyer. So let's change this to red just so you can see all the differences and click Get Flyer and so on and so forth. So let's do one real quick. I'm going to post this flyer, the blue one, and I'm going to post it to allwellx.com. So what we're going to do is just simply go back to the property. Now, Steve should have the zip code in here, which is 29483. So I'm going to go to my OLX and just put the zip code in, and we're going to select a category, which is real estate. And notice it pulled in Somerville, South Carolina. I can pull in a subcategory here. I'm not going to use one of these subcategories. I'll see if it lets me go without it. And nope, it's going to ask me to collect the subcategory. So I'm going to put
testing 1, 2, 3.
Land.
Am I back, Mike?
You are back now.
Good.
Okay, I'm looking for a good, they don't have housing for sale in here, but it really doesn't matter much. Let's put housing swap, click continue. Because the object here is to get to the top of the search engines, and you will.
I was hoping you'd use Backpage. Sorry about that, guys. I lost my microphone. I'm over here working off Mike's computer. My computer fell asleep, so I had to wake it back up and get my audio back on. Sorry about that.
Now,
So what Mike was showing you back on our site before we start pasting in the OLX was the fact that we've set up these templates that will spit them out on the fly and spin them so that Craigslist won't ban you for having the exact same content. So if you post the exact same flyer every time, they may ban you or block that ad. But you can choose other flyers in different colors where we lay it out slightly different to help prevent it from being duplicate content. You can also change your headline every time you post it. And because it's copy and paste, once you paste it in the Craigslist or back page, you can add some additional keywords on the page on the fly as you go to help make it different content as well. So that's one of the reasons we spin these flyers and have different varieties. So all right. Mike's getting ready to show you how to copy and paste a fixed width flyer to OLX. Okay, we're just doing this on the fly in a hurry to show you how easy it is to do it.
Yeah, and I just simply clicked a title. I put the title of housing for sale. I'm trying to take advantage of Google keywords. Someone likes to search for housing for sale or houses for sale, however you want to do it, okay? And then I put in the property address. Now, I'm going to jump back to the template.
I want to bring out a point. That what Mike was showing you how to do is the title for this ad. Steve Bannis likes to put in these fancy titles for his properties, but he puts it in the address field, which throws off Google. Google can't find a map to that property because he sticks all the headline in the property address. You don't have to do that. Leave the property address, and you can create a title, if you have the SEO upgrade, to help optimize that page. Okay? But you can also create a title when you post it into OLX, which is different than what you have on your website and is more keyword sensitive.
All right, so then we're going to jump back to the property flyer that we chose. I'm going to select all the code. I'm going to click. What I do is Control-A for all to highlight everything, and then Control-C to copy. I'm going to go back to OLX. I'm going to click HTML over here on the right. Now, you don't have to be an HTML wizard to be able to do this. You just need to know how to copy and paste. And that quickly, that article went right into that particular website. Now, hopefully Steve put a price for sale on here. He's got 71,000, so I'll just put in 71,000. 1, 2, 3. We've got photos on it, so I won't add any. And I am a professional business. I believe Steve is. And I'm just going to click publish. And we'll show you what that looks like on OLX. There it is. I'm not going to add any other features like that, so I just click save. And now that's posted to OLX. And I can assure you, in 24 hours or less, if you did a search for housing for sale on this address, this would be right at the top of Google, but you also get some beneficial backlinks as well.
So what we're doing with this upcoming... What we're doing with this upcoming upgrade to this SEO upgrade is we're making the flyers on your website prettier, giving you a variety of flyers that you can copy and paste into OLX, Backpage, Craigslist, etc. Okay? So this is one example. So you can see this page has already been laid out for you. You don't have to do anything but enter your data into your super smart website. The more thorough the description, the better. Now scroll up, Mike. Let me show you. This is where Steve sometimes puts sales material in his address. Okay? When he does that, it's going to throw off the Google map. Google won't be able to find Pebble Creek, .. short sale. So that's why we want to keep your address pure, so that it'll optimize well on Google and Yahoo. If he wanted to put this word short sale in front of the address, he could do it in the title of the article itself. He could also do it on a super smart website up here in the title bar at the top of the page. See right there? That's where you put titles. You don't put that in your address. So we've also optimized this page with all of our backlinks. Can you turn on the backlink feature for us, Mike? Can you finagle with it, please? I want to show them the backlinks. That's a powerful feature. This particular page has been built in with certain backlinks to your website. Okay, we've also added certain nofollow backlinks where we deliberately don't want Google to follow these other links. Humans can, but we've told Google don't follow these. Follow the more important backlinks on the page. We're just waiting on Mike to turn on the backlink feature. Can you try? I really want to show him that feature.
I really try.
1 second, guys. Mike's having a technical difficulty. So can you turn on the highlight tool or anything? Or? Is there any way you can get to that? I mean, that's the most powerful thing on that entire toolbar is that no follow feature.
Sorry, Dustin. There it is right there. It's on now. Some reason it disappears.
All right, well, that's the one we're trying to get to. I don't know why it's hidden in this particular view.
Try this.
1 second, folks. We talk about backlinks a lot, and that's what gives your site the Google juice. So I'm going to try to
disappear.
It disappeared again. All right, well, let me just point them out to you. All right, this is a followable link back to your website. This is a followable link. This is a followable link right here. Even though it's invisible to humans, that is a followable link back to your homepage. These are all nofollows because they're irrelevant. So we're giving this link the juice, this link the juice, and maybe this link the juice. So we're giving juice to your homepage, to the property itself, and to your properties plural page, the one that has all your properties on it. And that way we don't dilute your Google juice from this posting. And like Mike said, within 24 hours, this should be on the top of Google for your particular key phrase. Okay? So now Mike's showing you how you can post this to Backpage very quickly. He's posting the green flyer. Watch this. I like Backpage. I love it.
Backpage gives you tremendous juice. OLX, you have to update. I think it's, but you can just click a button and pull your ad to the top. I think it's every 3 weeks. We're going to add this to South Carolina, so let's find SC in here. I use the find feature. So let's see, there's Charleston right there. Okay, so I found it. I'm going to click Charleston, South Carolina. And I'm going to add this to services. Real estate for sale. Let's see if we can do it this way. Homes for sale. And we're going to click Charleston. And the same type of thing on these, if you know the bed and the bath and all that type of stuff, of course you can put it in here. But watch this. I'm just going to paste that article directly in. There's no HTML editor. I just paste it directly into the description. And I believe what was 170,000. Is that correct, Dustin? 170,000. Yes. Oh, 71,000. I was way off. Whoops. Sorry, Steve. 71,000. And yeah, I'm just going to check the bedrooms. It's three bedrooms, so we're going to put three bedrooms in here. And the title. Remember earlier Dustin was telling me about the title, how he put this in here. Well, let's use Steve's title. Since he likes it so much, let's put it right in here. Now, it does say use capital sparingly. So I'm going to get rid of those asterisks and type in short sale the way it should be done, Steve. Okay, and location is Somerville, I believe. Let's put, Somerville. So that's all I did. I was just putting these little things. The address, we already have that in here. Let me get that again. It's 213 Pebble Creek. This is all important stuff to optimize these websites. Okay, you really want to add this stuff in here because it just stands out on the search engines when you do all these little steps correctly. So I put in the zip code, boom, I'm pretty much done. I do not want to be notified by email. I don't want other links. I'm going to go down to the bottom. I just click continue. And then it's going to let me look at the ad to make sure it's the way I want it to look before I post it. When I slide down the page, there it is. Look how beautiful that is. That's good-looking stuff, Dustin, good-looking stuff. And let's go ahead and make this live for Steve, place ad now, boom. I did it. So if what's happening is you're posting your property to your website, and then as soon as you post it, it goes into the website feed that's built into your website. You can have that go to Twitter. You can have that go to Facebook. You can have that go to all these different locations that you have online. So this is just another way to get it to other areas to give your websites more juice. Now, remember when you do this, even if that property disappears, when people click it, and that property may not be there anymore, it still goes to your property defaults. Okay, so even though that property may not be there anymore, it still works.
Can you go back to the property for a second?
To What property?
The property you just posted.
Right here.
Go ahead. Yeah. Yep, so this is what shows up on Backpage. Once again, all we had to do was copy and paste it. See, we can't give Craigslist or OLX or any of these guys a feed because they don't take it. Even if we gave them a feed, it'd be text-based, and it wouldn't be nice and pretty like this particular flyer. So this is an example of one that we simply copied and pasted from Steve's site. So I want to go through this one more time and remind you, don't put stuff like this in your address because your Google map will not work correctly all the time. Also, Steve had some mistakes on his page, these missing images that show up here. So whatever you do to your site will show up here as well, so keep that in mind. And like I said, we've already built your backlinks in for you. So this was how we copied and pasted quickly to OLX to Backpage within a matter of minutes. So every time you add a new property, the feeds will do a lot of this for you, but if you want to get out on Craigslist, Backpage, OLX, and other sites, you get to manually do it once. So we've simplified it by giving the copy and paste feature. Do this once, and you're done. Okay, now what Mike's going to show you, he's going to go back to the Super Smart Back Office and show how to copy and paste a variable width flyer to his blog. So notice that this particular page is full width. And watch when Mike shrinks his browser. The flyer will shrink with it. See that? See that shrinks? It's like water. It'll form the shape of its container. And that's why we don't have the columns over to the side, so this page will shrink nicely. And now my little backlink thing is back that I can show you. That's what we were trying to show you early on Backpage. Everything that's highlighted in red right now is a no-follow link. So there's my followable link back to the property page. Right here is my followable link back to the home page. And then down at the bottom is the followable link back to the properties page. So we've got three built-in backlinks for you. Those are what I want to show you. So now Mike's going to copy this code and push this into his WordPress blog or blogs just as easily as he did earlier when he pushed that article. So watch this. Watch how fast he's able to do this. So he's already logged into his Deagle account because he was logged in earlier. He navigates to the appropriate page. He copies the text in there. There's the template. He's going to create a SEO-sensitive headline, house for sale, for sale by owner, short sale, you name it, whatever you want to say. And then that's really all he has to do. This site, unlike some of the others, doesn't ask for the additional info like the address again, the price, and the zip code. So right now what he's doing is choosing his blog.
Yeah, I just want to make sure I have it in that proper blog, and I'll put it in the We Sell Houses category, and I'm just going to click send.
Now, he could have chose multiple blogs if he wanted to, but he's not. He's just going to show you this one example. See, we set these blogs up during our SEO training. We actually set a couple of these up while we were here at the live Super Smart training last weekend. About once a quarter, we invite all you guys down to our office at no charge. We'll know how to do all this stuff. So I had everybody in the class set up a WordPress blog and showed them how to push these articles to their sites.
And here it is. I'm just going to traverse to my website, and there's the posting I just posted on that. It went there that quickly.
So it's live immediately. So every time you post a property to your website, it goes into your feeds, it'll show up on our sites, and it'll show wherever you fed your feeds to. You can feed them to your Twitter accounts, your blogs, your Facebook, etc., and rapidly publish your properties all over the internet via feeds and or copy and paste. So we've made selling your houses a lot easier so you get a lot more eyeballs on your properties. So before we come back in, I want to say real quickly, if you have any questions about what we've covered so far, please let us know via the GoToWebinar interface. So far, it doesn't look like we have any questions, but feel free to send them in before we wrap things up in a little bit.
All right, if there's anything y'all want to see, tell me now. But I'm going to jump back to the PowerPoint and finish this up. And everybody should know that's been following our Power Hours that our SEO upgrade, we're adding to it. Like all of our other upgrades, once you have it, you'll never have to pay for another upgrade because you own that particular upgrade. The SEO upgrade has grown in volumes in just the last month. We've added so many new features to it.
Yeah, it started off as the video upgrade, you recall. Then we added, after that, we added the on-site optimization for your super smart sites to the SEO upgrade. So you can go in there and basically give every page a new headline or title, a search engine sensitive permalink instead of properties.cfm question mark property ID equals. You can have the address being your domain, your website.com slash available dash property slash 1234 Main Street. Or short sale dash 1234 Main Street. We added that feature. You can change the keywords and meta tags per page for all of your website pages, properties, your testimonials, for your videos, etc. That was a part of the SEO upgrade. And then we also more recently added on the feed manager. So you can have a sitemap that Google can crawl daily, that Yahoo can crawl daily. We added that. And then we started adding feeds. We added the articles feeds, which allowed you to add articles to your website as many as you want. Okay, you can add articles, press releases, and things of that nature. So your website can grow and grow and grow over time as you add more and more articles to it. More recently, we added the property feed, we added the video feed, and we added that new Twitter feed this past weekend where you can put those little calls to action and drip them out via Twitter feed to your Facebook, to your Twitter accounts. So all that's new. We also just added the Google Base feed, which is brand spanking new and just went online earlier this week and is already showing up on Google and very well optimized, very fast for our SEO upgrade customers. And we're also working on right now one more feed, which is the Zillow feed, to pump your properties into Zillow so that you can update the information they have on Zillow about your property. Right now, you can't update it unless you go to their website and say, I'm the owner, and update it that way. We're going to try to do that via feed. That's coming soon. And then we're going to be adding another feed here real soon called a photo feed, just like a video feed, but it'll contain photos. So that's coming soon. And we'll continue to add more and more stuff to this upgrade as we dream it up, as you dream it up, and we implement it on the sites. We're trying to do this for our business, our properties, so we can get our properties out there, get greater exposure. We want more buyers. We want more sellers. In the process, all of our SEO customers get the same thing. They get all the same benefits.
Yeah, and that's a huge point, is as an SEO upgrade customer, you get into our national feeds automatically and not for $300-something dollars a month. Retail currently now, as of November 1st, is $795 and $10 a month. But, folks, take us seriously on this one because this price is going to go up month by month by month. You can get it now for $495 and $10 a month. And that's just like one sale, one more lead. This thing pays for itself 100 times over. This offer is going to expire November 31st, 2009. We have a lot more stuff we're going to add to it next month.
Back up page real quick, Mike. So let's remind them what this gets them one more time. $495 is what it would cost you for one what flat rate listing in the MLS for one property. Okay, so it really is affordable. It gets you the Google Base feed. It gets you the Twitter feeds. It gets you the article feeds, the video feeds, the podcast feeds. You can create any kind of feed you want, public or private, to promote your business for buying or selling, because this SEO upgrade plugs into all of your super smart sites. It also gets you the on-site optimization where you can go in there in greater detail and hone and refine your super smart websites to make them more powerful and more optimized for the way you do business. It also gives you the video upgrade where you can post videos to your super smart website and have multiple video pages. Okay, so that's a part of this too. But the most important part and most powerful part is the fact that once you have this upgrade and start upgrading your website and using your feeds, you show up on our feeds too, and we pump your feeds out there as well. So you can do it. We can do it. It's just more eyeballs on your properties and or your articles, blogs, videos, etc. So this is a great way to easily, automatically optimize your properties. Plus, we're adding that new copy and paste feature, which is huge, huge for people who love Craigslist and Backpage. And those things optimize the heck out of your sites, because especially Backpage, because they allow followable backlinks. Some sites do, some sites don't. Does OLX? I forget. Do they give you followable backlinks?
I'd have to double check, but I believe they do.
I know for a fact that Backpage does. So even though we make those links followable, some places you will post them will remove your follows and make them no follows automatically. There's nothing we can do about it. Okay? But humans can still click all of them and go to your website. When you post to your blog, it's your blog. You don't remove no follows. So they're all followable back to your website. So all these pages, all these articles you have out there will help further optimize your website and push it up to the top of the search engines. That's how it works. Okay? So $4.95 is the current special price for everybody on this call tonight. And are you going to show them where they can go buy that on the SuperSmart?
SuperSmartWebProfits.com on the left-hand side. But before I get there, I'd also like to share with everybody, we're getting into our fifth week of our 6 weeks of online optimization and lead generating techniques. And I really suggest this to anybody that's getting into the SEO, search engine optimization. We continued from where we left off from our first course. And you can join us for the rest of the event. You can get all the events that will be on video in your back office, so you can watch them at your own time and grow at your own pace online. That program, that's 48 hours almost. It's 24 hours almost of video.
It's six weeks times 2 hours times two.
24.
So it's 24 hours. Okay, we started back in April. We did a six-week series on SEO 101, which was the basics of search engine optimization. We focused on generating buying leads and some of the basics laying the foundation. SEO 102 is slightly more advanced, and we're focusing more on selling houses and using a lot of social media like Facebook, Twitter, and feeds to syndicate your articles and flyers all over the internet to generate more leads. So SEO 102 is slightly more advanced and is focused a little bit more on selling. But in both segments, 101 and 102, we talk about buying and selling.
Available for only $695. If you'd like to get the SEO upgrade and the SEO 102, you can get both now for only $995. And where you want to go to register for these is you just go to supersmartwebprofits.com, slide down the page, and on the left-hand side, you'll see all of our current SuperSmart specials.
And Mike's going to pull that up and show you here on the screen.
It is on the screen.
Yep, well, there's a lag time. It's on the screen now. It's right here. Now, I also want to emphasize the importance of this SEO training. It is a 12-week series, okay? And we broke it up into two-hour-per-week chunks because there's a lot to do. If we simply sat you down and talked to you for 3 days straight about search engine optimization, you'd retain about 10%, if that. In fact, we attempted it here at our live training in Atlanta this past last weekend, and spent 2 days talking about SEO. Hopefully you guys retained more than 2% or 10% because we really walked you through it slow. But you also, a lot of the people in the room are in our SEO training and already know a lot of this. So we walk you through it 2 weeks, 2 hours per week, and give you homework. So you get the whole week to optimize your sites and do what we tell you to do, come back again, get 2 more hours, spend another week implementing it, and so on and so on. So as we teach you this, you kind of there's a lot of work to do in the beginning. But once you get it done, you start to ramp up, you start to get the leads coming in, and then you can level off and take it easier and have a much easier time doing this search engine optimization because we've automated a lot of it. But you have to lay the foundation first, and it is a bit of work, but once you're done, you're done. So I encourage everybody to participate in SEO 101 and 102 because the world of search engine optimization, social networking, is changing literally week by week by week. So that's why we enjoy doing these calls. And once you're in SEO 101 and 102, you can repeat, okay, and come back and listen. You can listen to the replays, and you can join us in the live event. So if you were to join today, you've already got, let's see, what, 6 weeks from SEO 101 plus, what, 4 weeks from SEO 102. So we're nearing the end of SEO 102, and then who knows, we'll probably do something similar next spring. But these 12 weeks will definitely get you going, put you miles and miles ahead of the competition, because nobody's really doing this stuff. 1 or 2% of the investors out there actually doing what we teach, and you'll be one of them. You're a super smart investor. You're a super smart customer. We'll show you how to do it. And we also encourage you to come to our future live training events here at our office in Atlanta. You come to our office in our back room, and we'll show you how to use the sites, and you can come for free. We haven't scheduled our next one, but it'll probably be in January or February next year. So once again, please go to supersmartwebprofits.com and go ahead and get our SEO upgrade. And join us on these power hours. Use the support desk, and we will help you get these things set up and running. As soon as you turn on the SEO upgrade, at midnight tonight, or midnight of the day you turn it on, your properties will automatically show up in our feeds and start getting syndicated just for what we're doing, not to mention wherever you're going to put them. And immediately you start posting articles, immediately you can go in and start optimizing your website. Okay? So take advantage of that special offer. The price will continue to go up. It started off at $100. It went up to $295. It went up to $395. It's now up to $495 because we keep adding more and more upgrades to this upgrade and increase the value. Nobody's got this. So get in now, get in light, because it will eventually go up even more as we add the Zillow feeds and more features to this upgrade. And once you're in, once you've purchased it, you get all the future upgrades to it at no additional charge. It's only $10 extra per month. So hopefully that's a good deal for you guys. We look forward to you joining us. Mike, anything you want to say before we wrap things up?
I'd just like to thank everybody for staying on the call with us and joining us tonight. And if you have any Power Hour suggestions for stuff you'd like to hear, any suggestions you have, let me know. Call me either direct at 678-957-0220, extension 2, or you can always email us from supersmartsupport.com.
If you've got any last-minute questions, go ahead and send them in. I don't see any right now, but we'll stick around for a few more minutes. If you've got any questions, go ahead and send them in. We're probably going to do a call here very soon with a good buddy of mine. This is going to be an unscheduled power hour. We may do it next Tuesday. We'll see. We may pre-record it and just release it for you. It's with our good buddy Duncan Weirman. If you go to twitter.com/Duncan Weirman, I think it's W-I-E-R-M-A-N. He's got well over 75,000 Twitter followers. He's going to come join us and do a full power hour with us on how to get, you know, how to use Twitter better, more effectively, and actually get more followers. He'll tell you about when you want more followers, when you want less followers, how to set up multiple niche Twitter accounts as we're doing, and how to use them to get more eyeballs on whatever your product it is you're promoting, whether it be trying to generate buyer leads, private money leads, selling widgets, selling properties, doing whatever it is you do, promoting Mary Kay, whatever it is you sell or want to sell, how to use social media such as Twitter to generate more leads. So we're going to probably have him coming up real soon. We had him on last night's SEO 102 call showing us how to use the Twitter train. He set up a Twitter train that we can join for free and help grow our Twitter followers. And we'll talk to you about that on that next Power Hour. So if there's anything you want us to do a Power Hour on, just let us know. That's what we're here for. We do these calls at least twice per month. Some months we do them four times per month. Usually this time of the year we start to slow down a little bit for the holidays. But we'll be doing them at least twice per month from now on. So just let us know if you want to hear anything special. Mike, I don't see any questions coming in. That means we must have explained everything pretty well. We appreciate it, guys. We hope you join us at our, like I said, our next training event. Join us on SEO 101 and 102, or take advantage of our SEO upgrade. It's hot. I love it. I spent a lot of time working on it. I'm enjoying the results.
I do have one thing I'd like to add, Dustin. What I'm going to do in the future for our for our Super Smart Power Hours, you notice I don't have any more schedule on here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to schedule for 2 months. Or 3 months. And when you sign up for one, you'll be reminded of every other two-night power hour that we have via email. So you sign up one time, and you'll be able to get into or get reminders for all of the SEO, or excuse me, the Super Smart Power Hour events. And I'll do that for at least 2 months, and then you'll have to re-register again in 2 months for the rest of the links. It'll make it so much easier for everybody to be reminded about these events. And I got that suggestion from one of our customers that was on the SEO 101 course, 102 course, because that's the way we do it in that course.
Yeah, we could easily do that for 90 days, for 180 days, or for the whole year if you wanted to. It's probably just as easy to do it that way. Because we do these, the second? The first and third Tuesday of every month is how when we do them. So, yeah, with our SEO 101 and 102 call, customers signed up once, and then they get automatic invites every week to remind them about the call. The one thing about the SEO 101 and 102 call is that we actually change. We have a password we change every week. Power Hours will not have passwords. Want to say something?
Yeah, it looks like our next Super Smart Training event is on the calendar.
Actually, it is. I forgot about that. I did forget about that. It looks like a schedule for January 22nd through the 24th. Okay? My birthday is the 18th. So, yeah, it is on the calendar. I forgot we put that out there. We put that out there several months ago, and I forgot about it. So, good. It's already there. So, if you want to come to our next Super Smart event here in Atlanta, it's scheduled for the 23rd, the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. So, that's a Friday, Saturday, and a Sunday. And we're probably going to model it after this most recent event and spend two good old days on nothing but search engine optimization and a lot of the latest tips and techniques we've learned between now and then. Because that's one thing about our events. You're going to want to come to all of them because it's not the same old event over and over and over again. Yeah, there's a little bit of repetitive information, but we change it up every time deliberately because half the room is a repeat. They come back over and over again to learn all this new information from us and how to better leverage their business using technology and the tools they've already paid for and or the ones we show them how to use online at no charge. So please come join us in January. So you can go to that calendar, click that link, and register now. There is a $99 RSVP fee that is refundable, or you can apply it towards something you purchase at our event, such as the SEO upgrade. It's free, but there is an RSVP fee. If you don't show up, we keep it. If you show up, you can get it back. So I don't see any questions that have come in, so I want to thank everybody. We'll have this call up on for replay in a few days. You can listen to it again if you need to. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Mike. Good night, everyone, and God bless. It's good to see you guys all on the call. I really appreciate you being here. Thank you.
And we'll look forward to next time. Thank you.